I would say the cabbage looks good. Let's get some. I want some cabbage. I like some cabbage. The cabbage is delicious. And if I cook 10 heads, I'd say the cabbage. I wouldn't call them cabbages at all unless he picked 100 cabbages.
He picked 100
I'd probably
cabbage.
Say he'd probably say he picked 100 head of cabbage. Heads of cabbage.
If you had some beans that you wanted to get out of the pod by hand, you'd say you have to
shell them. My wife peels them when I shell them.
She said peel?
Yeah, she said she peels them.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I've never heard anybody say it.
Peel them,
you shell them or hull them, yeah.
But I've never heard anybody say peel them.
That's what my wife says.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But I think it's something nobody in the world says but her.
Yeah, I think it might be something nobody in the world says but her. What would you call it? Now, this is a type of bean that you do have to shell, and it's kind of flat. It's big and kind of flat.
Well, I call them butter beans, or llamas would probably be what I'd specifically call them, but I never heard of a llama bean. It was a butter bean.
It was a butter bean. How about the kind of beans that you eat?
Snap beans or green beans, either one.
Same thing, though,
yes,
either those
would
be.
But I heard snap bean a long time before I did green beans.
Oh, you did?
Or pole beans. Pole beans, very common.
Oh, pole beans.
Yeah, pole
too.
Beans.
It's
all synonymous.
Yeah, that's interesting to me that you heard snap beans before you did green beans.
Snap beans was to distinguish it from maybe pinto beans or something like that.
The outside of an ear of corn would be?
You mean like the shell?
Right. Now, the kind of corn that tender enough to eat?
I know husk, but it would be shucked to me.
But it would still be shucked, yeah.
I would either shuck corn, but if somebody talked about husking it, I think they'd probably came from Kansas or something.
Yeah. you heard it, but it wouldn't be yours. It would, it'd be. And you're right, they probably wouldn't be from here. it wouldn't be natural.
I'd shuck it.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob? Or if you're going to eat it.
You mean to eat it from the cob?
Right.
I just call it corn on the cob.
Have you ever heard the term sweet corn?
Yeah. Sweet corn makes me think of I think of the opposite of sweet corn is peeled corn.
Mm-hmm.
See, and for instance, the other day we bought some corn and it looked beautiful and it tasted terrible. And I said, well, that's just old field corn. Uh-huh. That's what I told my wife it was. But the week before we got some at the same store, it looked very similar, and I would say it was sweet corn as opposed to peeled corn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you call the thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk?
I'd call it tassel or silk.
The thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of.
Which little boys used to smoke a cigarette?
Oh, your kids.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Corn.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. You never heard that?
No, I've never heard that. Seriously.
Well, they used to smoke corn silk.
Oh, well, how would they do
it? Well, they were mimicking the tobacco, and they would take the dried silk from the corn and roll it up in a leaf or paper or anything else, and smoke it.
Oh, wow.
Smoke corn silk. Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Gosh,
along with grapevine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go out of grapevine and holler, and you could look like a little cigarillo, you know, and holler, and it'd burn around the edge. Little kids used to do it to mimic the cavalry.
That's funny. What would you call a thing you make a jack-o'-lantern?
Pumpkin.
And a small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Do you know of any types of squash?